Vayter in Shas, Rambam Babasad of Kuf Chav Zayin, picking up at the top of the page, Amehimaharam, continuing with Tumtum, Amimer Omar, Af Eino Memaet Chelik Bechora. That is, if he's, let's say, not the firstborn, but there's someone older than him, and now we know it's a cheshbon, right? So you have, let's say, five brothers, you have the oldest one, he takes double of the cheshbon of the five. But if, let's say, one of them is a tumtum, then he takes double cheshbon of four, he ends up getting more. In other words, we're not even machshiv him. Shenem, as the pasuk says, vayol v'yoldu lo banim, and they give him sons, achi ben b'shas leidim. So he's a son at the time of birth. Rav Shizzi Amar, he says, afeinu nimo l'shmoni, also tumtum does not get a bris mila on the eighth day, assuming that finds out on, falls out on Shabbos. Says Rav Shizzi, afeinu nimo l'shmoni, litcho Shabbos. Rav Shizzi Shabbos, af kuf lamed beis. It's docha Shabbos, but not if it's a tumtum. Damar Kav Pasuk says Ishak. He says we have Yodel Zacher, but Yom Hashmini Yimo. Actually, Zacher Mishas Leida. So we Zacher Shabbos Leida. We know exactly what it is. Rav Shravi Omar Afin Yimo Tamei Leida. Also, the mother is not Tamei Leida. We know that a woman gives birth, she's going to be Tamei Midaraisa for 7 days if it's a boy and 14 if it's a girl. But she's not Tamei Leida over here. Damar Kav Pasuk says Ishak says we have Yodel Zacher for Tamei Shavus Yamim. Actually, Zacher Mishas Leida. So we Zacher the Tamei Leida. And over here, it's not clear that was the case. Meisavei frakta gemara kasha on the Rav Shravia. Hamapelis tumtum by androgynous. If a woman has a miscarriage of a tumtum or androgynous, a tumtum, he says, cover over. Androgynous is one who's known as a hermaphrodite, is both male and female simanim. Says the Rashbam, Shishozachos benakvos. Teshiv lezachar ulenekeva. Then she has to be tamei for both a zachar and an ekeva. Right, so we're figuring, obviously, we don't know the tumtum, we don't know what it is, and we treat it as a suffix. But the Mishnah says that the laws of tumah do apply. Okay, knock him off. Should we say also that we is a tiyufta to Rav Shizvi as well? Rav Shizvi said they don't do the meal, it's not Docha Shabbos. Right, but it says, Rashbam, do you nami darish l'inyan mila achi zachar mishas leida? For who aden legabe tuma, and similarly to Tumas leida. Vilo hai tana choshev le zachar l'inyan Tumas leida. But if you consider it tummy for Tumas leida, the katani teshev le zachar, then maybe it should be the same thing in terms of mila, it should be Docha Shabbos. It says, Tana sfuki misafkala. It was misupuk whether or not you can put these two things together, Tuma and Mila ulachumah, and therefore he's machmir when it comes to Tuma. So therefore you don't knock it out over here by Shabbos. We're machmir, yeah, become Tuma because we're not sure, but you can't be Docha Shabbos. If that's really true, that the din of the Mishnah is based on a suffix, whether or not the birth of a tumtum is going to be mitame or not. Teishu l'zachar l'nekeva ulanida mibayale. Then the Mishnah should have said the din is the mother has to be machmir for the by tuma as reference to a boy that's born or a girl, and also for nida because it's possible she's not going to become tame at all. Meaning to say that if we're in a situation of suffix over here, he's not clear whether or not the laws of tumah from birthing apply to a tumtum, the mother of a tumtum or not. So then why does he say that the chumras for both the zachar and the nekeva, we have to do that without taking into account the possibility that there's no tumah at all? Right now what's going to happen is this is going to come out with another chumrah, because a suffix in reference to what the child is, whether it's a zachar or nekeva, is going to come out to changing the amount of days of Tahara from either 33 or 66, right? This depends if it's a boy, if it's a girl, right? We know if you're unclear about a tumtum and jugunus is a male or female, then she has to be going according to both of them, meaning she's going to be tummy for the first 2 weeks, because maybe it's a female. But after those 2 weeks, she's going to be tower for only another 26 days, because maybe it was a male. And then, therefore, the period of Tyra is going to end 7 days plus 33 days after the male. And now what's going to happen is a suffix is that the woman's coming tummy would cancel all of the days of Tyra. Now, why is that? Because the laws of Tyra days is only connected to that of the tumma of Tumas Leida. So when you don't have the second part, then you don't have the first one either. So if after the 14 days of tuma, because maybe it's a female, the woman saw, let's say, dam, she should be considered a nida, because maybe there was no dine tuma at all, and therefore you can't consider her tahor. So the possibility of it being a boy shouldn't be the cause of more of a chumrah, because the first 14 days of tuma are there in order, because of the possibility that it's a girl, and tuma can be made immediately afterwards to a possibility that there's no tuma at all. So what are the chumras of the tuma laws for the male that the miss is talking about? And now what's coming out over here, we got ourselves a problem. The fact that the chumras of nida aren't brought in the Mishnah is telling us that the Tana was clear that a tumta's mother is going to become have of tumas leida. Therefore, the possibility of the woman becoming a nida during that period doesn't exist. But that kind of knocks out Rav Shizvi. Now for the Gemara, Kasha, good question. Now, let's go back a minute. We saw Rav Amiya discuss that a firstborn tumtum, and find out later it's a boy. It doesn't take, you know, it doesn't take a double inheritance. Amar Rava, Tanya Kavasid Rav Ami, Bain Velo Tumtum. The Pesach is a Bain, a son, and not a Tumtum. Bechor Velo Safik, Bechor, but not a Safik. Bisham a Bain Velo Tumtum, Kid Rav Ami. Right? That means going to Rav Ami. Ella Bechor Velo Safik, when the Baisa says that the Pesach says Bechor, is telling us that this double portion goes to a firstborn, but not to a Safik firstborn. Lafuke Ma, what's that coming to exclude? Lafuke Midadarash Rava. The Darash Rava, Shtei Nashim Shodu Beizachar Machavev, two women. They married to one guy, and they gave birth in hiding. And one of them was certainly the firstborn, but we don't know which one. Kosin Harsha Zelazeh. They can write Harsha one to the other. Which mom explains, you're talking about a case where it's not only these two brothers, but there's two other brothers over there, and then they want to get the Yerusha, the double inheritance, and they say, well, prove that you're firstborn, and then we'll do it. So they could write like a document giving over permission to each one of them to go and to take it, and then they can end up getting it. So, but neither of them, in this case, gets a Yerusha. According to our Braisa, neither of them actually gets a Yerusha over here. So the Braisa is showing from the Pasuk that knocks out Rava's din to say they could do this Harsha. Amar le Rav Papa le Rava. Rav Papa says to Rava, v'hashalach Ravin. But Ravin said, Davar zesh, alti l'chor, b'sai, ask this matter to everyone below me. Davar, they didn't say anything to me. Baram, kach amru, b'shem Abinani. But they say this in front of Yane. Hukru l'basof nisarvu. Let's say the case of the two brothers that are born when they were in hiding, that the babies that were recognized and afterwards became mixed up, which means at the time they were born, we know which one was with the Bechor, but after not sure which one is which, Kosan Hasha Zelazeh could write a Hasha one to the next, Lo Hukru, but if they didn't recognize before, they ain't Kosan Hasha Zelazeh, they're not able to write a Hasha one to the next. Hadar Uki Rava Mora Leit Vidarash, Rava again, he got someone to speak next to him and to darsh in the following. Devarim she'amarti lachem tose biyadi. The thing that I said before, the two sons born in hiding can write Hasha, that was a mistake. Baram kachem mishum Abiyane. However, they do say in front of Abiyane, hukru lipsos nesarvu kosher shazazeh lo hukru ein kosher shazazeh. And if it would be recognized before, then they could do it, because we have a clarity that there is, you know, obviously there's always a bechor, but there was clarity at one point who it is, but afterwards you wouldn't be able to do it. Shal chulei b'nei Akra d'Agma l'Shmuel. The people of Akra d'Agma, they sent the question to Shmuel. Yelamdeinu Rabbeinu, come and teach us. Hayu muchzakim bezeh shehu bechor. Let's say we're muchzak that this person is a bechor, right? Says the Rashbam, lav be'edim. What I think about is edim shem edim shirosh and all kodom lachem. We don't see brother edim saying, "Oh, he was born first." Em kain ein ha'av neman ela b'kol ba'alma kein ein ha'av neman. We don't believe the father ela b'kol ba'alma kein sha'amayn lamayla. It's just there's a kol. There's a voice that goes out about it. Like we said, davakar le'bechor. He's called the bechor. Ve'amar aviv al acher bechor. And the father goes and says, "No, somebody else is actually the firstborn, not him." Mao, what's going to be the din? Right? Do we accept what he's saying or not? Says Rashbam, Alechem in Abanan, Mao, Mimehem, Ninon, La'av, Rumakom, Chazaka, Shemechachesh, Dvarav, or Lo? Shalchulu, Kosin, Hasha. They sent back that they should write Hasha. Beep, turn the page. Kuf Chazam, Rabbeis. Zela, Zedis, write Hasha, each one to the next, and then they could divide that double portion that they get. Says the Gemara, in fact, the Gemara, Manav Shach. This din that Shmuel saying is kind of difficult. Rabbanan Tzvi Leiv, they hold like the Rabbanan who say that a father is not believed to say that the firstborn, you know, when you have some, when you have other reason to think that he's not, then lishlach lehuk rabbanan. He should have sent to these people asked this question of Agra de Agma. They should have sent something that goes along with the Chachamim's din, that the son who said by the father has no claim on the extra thing. He Rabbi Yehuda's fairly involved like Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the father is believed against the Chazaka, then lishlach lehuk Rabbi Yehuda. Let him pass on like Rabbi Yehuda, and saying that the identified son is going to get the entire double portion, double piece of the pie. So why is Shmuel saying that the extra thing can be gotten only through our Shah? And for the Gemara, they were misupak whether the din goes like Rabbi Yehuda or the din goes like Rabbanan. Therefore, he says they do Arsha and they split it equally. Maihi. So, what exactly is this? What's the machlokas? Atani melintan ebraisa. Yakir. The pasuk says Yakir. What does that mean? Yakir says ki esa bechor ben asnua. Yakir losas lo pishnaim. The bechor of the one that you don't like, that you hate, right? Still, you end up getting is to give Yakir. Has to be given, he must recognize the firstborn and give him the double portion over there. Yakirenu lacherim, which means he can identify to others. Mikadam Rabbi Yehuda, Neman Adam Lomer Zeb Bini Bechor. We believe a person says, this is my son, the Bechor. Says, respond, Vafabisha Makzagin and Acher Bechor. Even if a Mukzak to other people, another kid was a Bechor. Shem Shadam Adam Lomer Zeb Bini Bechor, just like he's believed to say, this is my son, is Bechor. Kach Neman Adam Lomer Zeb Ben Grusha, Zeb Chalutza. He could say, this is a Ben Grusha, Ben Chalutza. And mess him over, right? To be a chalom, a chamorim. They say, "Edonaman, no, he's not believed, right? To do this shtickle toyvir." Says Rishpam, "Lo bechor v'lo bechalol, lo kagon shemukzakinan, mukzakin ba'achet shel bechor." Right? Okay. Now, frak the Gemara. Amar leiv of Nachum Yitzchak the Rava. Bishlam Rabbi Yehuda, Hainu Dechsev Yakir. This makes sense, called Rabbi Yehuda, that's why it's the word Yakir, right? The father's belief to identify the Bechor, even if they say, oh, we thought otherwise, the other one, someone else was, another brother was. Elu Rabbanan, who say the father's not believed, Yakir Lamali, why do I need the word Yakir? Says Gemara, Bitzarech Hekeira. It's time in a case where there's nothing's Muchsak beforehand, you have no thought about who's what and what to, and therefore we need to know which one it is. So they go to another city and they don't know about him at all. They don't know what's going on. In that case, they go and he's going to be we say Yakir. He says what it is. Lamai Ilchasa, in reference to what din do we have to go out? The father has to identify his firstborn. If you have no chazaka to think that another boy was. Lameisva lo pishnayim. We want to say in order to give him a double inheritance. But lo ye ela acher. What do I need a pasuk to teach me this? Like, even if this one were, this is a random person, some random person, if your father wants to give it to him as a gift, or he can give a double portion, wouldn't you be able to do it? So then what do you need the idea of Yakir? He has to recognize, to teach us, where the properties fall to the father after he says who the firstborn is. Since at the time the father identifies the kid, right, he couldn't... he's not able to give this as a gift to someone else. Now you need a pasuk to teach that he can identify the firstborn son, and therefore now he's going to get a double inheritance from thenceforth. Rabbi Meir, Damar Adam Makdav Shel Beliolam. But according to Rabbi Meir, who says the person can be Makdav Shel Beliolam, Yakir Lameli, why do I need Yakir? In other words, according to Rabbi Meir, a father can give any of his sons even stuff that he doesn't yet have. So you don't need a pasuk, right, to teach that he can identify the firstborn or to give him a double inheritance. In the chasim shenaflo kishu gosei, it's taking a case of property that comes to him when he was a gosei, he's on his deathbed. Even with the remayor, you're not able to go and give him a property that he's going to receive while he's, that he will receive when he's on his deathbed. If you need a pasuk to teach that the father can identify firstborn and entitle him to a double inheritance and such properties as well. Tanu Rabbanan, Zaktai Lagi Gemara, Hayu Mukzakim Bo Shehu Bechor. Let's say it's Mukzak. We know that we have an assumption that this person is the Bechor, that we'll call Bob the Bechor, Bob Bechor. From Rabbi Val Achaz, he says, no, Dave's the Bechor. Naman, we believe the father. This goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, right? Who says that a father has the ability to pick out who it is, even if there's a Mukzak. Hayu Mukzakim Bo Shehu Bechor. If it's a Mukzak, he's not a Bechor. We say Bob is not the Bechor. From Rabbi Bechor, he is a Bechor, Enu Naman. Then we don't believe it. Oh, that goes according to the Chacham. We say the father can't go ahead and create something against the status quo. So the price is flipping and flopping against itself. Reisha Rabbi Yehuda, Sefer Abana. for the Gemara. Oh, pardon, that is the Gemara's answer. Reisha Rabbi Yehuda, v'sefer Rabbanan. In other words, you think it's contradicting itself, it's talking about two different people. Done. Amar Rabbi Yochan. Amar Benihu, if a man says about, he says, this guy, this kid is my son, because of Avdiu, then he says, you know what, he's actually my servant. Says there is ban bein betoch kedei dibur bein la'acher zman, whether immediately or after zman, Amar Kain, al osa shamar alev mitchila b'ni. He says, we don't believe him. We don't believe him. Right? In other words, he can't back out that the from what he had said. If he said he's his son, even if he says Evan after, we believe he's his son. Avdi, if he says first, starts by saying he's my slave, chasav b'niu, he says, my son, no, but then we believe him. The Meshamesh Lika Avdakamar, because all he means is that he was, you know, he's my son who's serving me like a slave. V'chilufei abeis hameches. And the flip of this is going to be the din when it comes to taxes, right? If a person is being assessed for taxes, then it's going to be good for him to say that his slaves are his sons, because there's no taxes on the sons. But one would never say to the tax guy that his sons are his slaves, because by doing that, he's gonna mess himself over, have to pay more. Haya over al beis hameches, right? No, let's spell that out now. If a person is going to tax collection, Vamar Benihu says he's my son. Chaz Vamar Avdihu says, oh, he's my slave. Then Neman, we believe him because he's going to have to pay more money. Vamar Avdi says my slave. Chaz Vamar Benihu says my son. And then we don't believe him, right? Sorry, you're stuck. Meisvei Frekta Gemara Hayam Mishamsho Keben. But if one person was serving another as a son would do, above Vamar Benihu, he says he's my son. Chaz Vamar Avdihu says my slave. Eino Neman, he's not believed. Hayam Mishamsho Keved. If the man was serving him as a slave would do, the Baba Amar Avdi, who says, he's my slave, he says, my son, Einu Neman, he's not believed. So the second din of this brisah goes against the second part of Rav Yochanan's first tickle. How do we answer that? Amar of Nachum Bar Yitzchak, Hasam Dekaru Le Avda Meitzar Mea. There the brisah is talking about where the man's called is a slave with a boundary of 100. My Meitzar Mea, what does that mean? Meitzar Avda Kuf Zuzay. It means that the boundary, meaning the value of the slave, is 100 zuz. And that's clearly saying that this person there is being called an actual slave, and therefore you can't go and change that type of shtickle. So, Shabbam, Sheshava Me'azuzay. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.